Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first deaths of crew members and the escalation of aerial combat between Iran and Israel dim hopes for the resumption of tea shipments via the Suez Canal. Premiums remain high but are stable as insurance provider Lloyd's assesses the potential closure of the Strait of Hormuz following Iran's seizure of the MSC Ares, a 14,300 TEU container ship owned by a U.S. shipowner. Scheduled disruptions have slowed growth at British and North Sea ports in Rotterdam, Bremen, and Hamburg, which lands most of Europe's tea. As longer transits reduce availability, charter rates for containers increase. In February, due to Red Sea disruptions, freight rates to Europe from India doubled. Europe is India's second-largest export destination. Drewry's World Container Index was $2,795 U.S. dollars for a 40-foot container last week, up 64% from the same week during the previous year. Rates are 97% higher than the 2009 pre-pandemic average of $1,420. Transatlantic rates remain stable. Routing around Africa adds 10 to 14 days at sea for tea arriving from Asia, Africa, and tea producers in India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and Nepal. UK blenders and grocers importing packaged tea report some shortages. Half of the UK's tea imports are sourced in Kenya and India. The only bright spot is that oil prices remain flat. The U.S. Central Command says its forces successfully engaged two unmanned aerial vehicles in areas controlled by Iranian-backed Houthis this week without damage to U.S. ships, coalition, or commercial traffic. The March 6th deaths of three sailors on board the Barbados flag cargo ship True Confidence off the coast of southern Yemen followed the March 3 sinking of a bulk carrier struck in February in the Gulf of Aden. Since October 2023, the Houthis have attacked ships transiting the Red Sea on more than 60 occasions. Business Insight. The Economist Intelligence Unit lists conflict in the Middle East as one of five high-impact threats to business worldwide, citing risks associated with disruptions to the region's maritime shipping routes and global terrorist activities perpetrated by non-state actors. Quote, in an already tight oil market, disruption to oil production and shipping from the Middle East would increase international oil prices significantly, further prolonging cost of living pressures, particularly for oil importing emerging economies. A regional conflict in the Middle East would also draw in external powers, potentially exacerbating tensions between the U.S. and its allies on the one hand and China and Russia on the other. End quote. The market for freshly made bubble tea will reach 200 billion renminbi in 2025, according to the China Chain Store and Franchise Association. An estimated 486,000 bubble tea stores saw an increase of 40% in annual sales last year to reach a market size of 145 billion renminbi. 10 new style tea brands dominate the market, with leader Misha operating 36,000 shops. Guming and Cha Panda, Auntie T. Jenny, and YH Tang each have between 5,000 and 10,000 outlets. The The Financial Times writes that Chow Panda's 7,900 stores will soon be listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. It will be the second bubble tea chain to go public, following Nayuki in June of 2021. Nayuki was valued at 29.2 billion Hong Kong dollars, with a share price of 17.04. According to the Hong Kong Index, it is currently trading at 2.6, down 85% since the initial offering. Chow Panda is seeking 2.6 billion Hong Kong dollars, about 330 million U.S. Founded in 2008, it is the third largest of the new style tea ventures. Guoming currently operates 9,000 outlets. Chow Panda and Guoming typically price their drinks at about 20 renminbi, while Misha sells its tea at half that price. Several competing firms, including Ante Tea Jenny and Chaji Cha Baidao, have recently announced IPOs. Misha Ming Cheng filed an IPO application with the Hong Kong Index in January 2024. The company is seeking 500 million U.S. dollars. In 2022, Misha announced plans to list on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange, seeking about 6.5 billion renminbi, which would have been 910 million U.S. dollars. But no official announcements followed. Quote, bubble tea is one of the few bright spots on the consumer front in China, with low-priced operators doing particularly well, end quote, according to NASDAQ News and Insights. Ben Cavender, managing director at China Market Research Group, told NASDAQ, quote, whoever can IPO the fastest and get to a stable operating position may be the winner over the long term, end quote. Tokyo police have successfully recovered a 24-karat gold matcha tea bowl stolen on April 11th from a Japanese department store. Police on Saturday arrested a man suspected of stealing the engraved bowl priced at 10.4 million yen, about 65,000 U.S. dollars. The 380-gram bowl was confiscated on April 15th from a Taito secondhand shop that had paid a Koto Ward antique dealer 4 million yen. The Koto Ward shop had paid 1.8 million to Masuro Hori, a 32-year-old from Tokyo's Kyoto Ward, on the day of the heist. Dealers are required to submit a payment declaration to the Office of Taxes for any gold valued at 2 million or greater. Surveillance video shows a man slipping the bowl, which was displayed in an acrylic display case, into his backpack. Hori later admitted to committing the crime, saying that he was in debt. The exhibition featured more than 1,000 gold items, including a 38 million yen, 6-foot-tall dragon covered in 3,000 sheets of gold leaf. The bowl is the work of Kuchi Ishikawa, a third-generation goldsmith who won the prestigious Tokyo Governor's Award in 1988.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.